welcome to Secondhand Film Critics, your favorite source for mildly pretentious, semi-uneducated, and highly unqualified opinions on movies. I am Spooky Kayla. I couldn't think of anything else on the spot. And I am here with my co-host,
Zombie Noah. That was my on the spot thought. My name doesn't really work well with puns. Like, I have
mine
one on my Twitter
either.
Right now, but like, it's not a great pun. And it's never been a pun. And I love puns. So it's always been kind of sad because I can never make like great puns with my name. So a bit disappointing.
Well, you can do no offense, but.
Right, but that, it's like, it's not the name, though. It's just like a phrase. But true, I could do that. That would be like, if I was, like, in a debate with someone, I could probably use that, you know?
Time to run.
Time to die. Wow.
Wow.
So, it's spooky season, if
it is.
No one knew. And we have three spooky.
You were supposed to say,
"Whoa,
ah,
wah, ah, no, ah." Yeah, we have three spooky season episodes coming out this year because we took a break last week, so we only have three this year. But it's fine, and I think all three are pretty varied. You know, I think we have three pretty different episodes, so mm-hmm. It should be a good. Spooky season. I've been watching some spooky season movies so far, not as much as I watched last, just I haven't been watching as many movies in general as I have last year, just because like I was at home a lot more last year, but I have been watching some spooky season stuff. I rewatched Halloween, the original, and then I've never seen the 2018 one, so I'm gonna probably watch that so I can watch the new Halloween movie, which is coming to Peacock apparently, so don't even have to like go out to the theater and see it, which is nice.
Yeah, I've watched the movies that we've had to watch for the podcast, which have been, there's like been six of them, so I've got a lot of ways to go.
Well, and we're also recording this on the 10th of October, you know, and we've already recorded all of our spooky season episodes, so like, once we're done with this episode, the rest of the spooky season can just be like stuff I want to watch, which is nice.
Which will be, you know, Spooky Buddies and
of course,
Hocus
yes.
Pocus and Great Pumpkin and Prisoner of Azkaban. Maybe some Scooby-Doo. Those are the things on my list.
Those are your list. What about Scoob? Is that a new Halloween staple?
It's not, unfortunately. I wish it were.
I feel like it's also like, this is not a Scoob review because we already reviewed that, but it has more summer vibes, which I feel like was one of the mistakes as well, because like Scooby-Doo is always supposed to have like fall, autumn vibes, I think.
Uh-huh.
And that just had like too many summer vibes for me, which doesn't really mesh with us with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That was a disappointment of a movie, but we are talking about a new Halloween movie, kind of movie today. So that's exciting. This isn't Halloween Kills. We're actually talking about the premiere Halloween release, which is Muppets Haunted Mansion.
It is the Halloween special of my dreams.
Right. Yeah, of course. Before we get into that, though, I think we should maybe get a little bit into the ride itself. This is the second now movie Disney's released this year based on a ride.
Wow.
Jungle Cruise
and
Haunted Mansion. Can you imagine a Small World movie? That's definitely happening one
terrifying.
Day.
Terrifying.
I'm guarantee you that is going to happen one day.
I can imagine it being like a horror movie and having little creepy creatures walking around like dolls. And then all the music being like, it's a small world after all.
Oh, wow. Is that the tune?
No.
I think it goes... It's a little different.
I was trying to make it more spooky.
Right. But what they could do, because I don't think they would do that because I have to be self-aware for that and know that their ride sucks, which I don't know if Disney would do. But they could release it and then someone could make like a spooky edit of the movie. You know, add in some music in the background.
Go
black
YouTube
and white
viral.
Maybe. And then everyone would just watch
it. I mean,
that.
It's definitely creepy enough as it is, because the song is like, it's a small world out there all. It's a small world and all. And small world.
Oh, my word. That is the song.
I have been on that ride.
Same. Yeah, not for a long time. I haven't been to Disney World in a long time.
But I haven't either. I think the last time I was at Disney World was when I was like 11 or 10.
Wow, actually probably same, like 11, 10.
Wow.
Have you ever been in the Haunted Mansion attraction?
I don't think I have, but it's been so long that I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I did the Tower of Terror one. But
I have done that one as well.
Yeah.
Which park is it in? Magic Kingdom?
Let's see. Haunted Disney World ride. What park? This is really great investigative journaling.
Yes, it's Magic Kingdom.
Okay, Magic Kingdom.
So when we would go, like, Magic Kingdom is the park that I've been to the least, because we would do, like, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and the Hollywood one.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood Times.
Studios?
Hollywood Studios. Yes, that yes. one.
We clearly are big Disney fans.
big Disney fans right here. But the original attraction opened 1969, which was a few years after Walt Disney died.
Yeah, it was in development many years before that. But kind of was more like supposed to be a restaurant, or he wanted it to be like a haunted house rather than a ride, like, that you walk through.
Yeah, it's not really a ride, right? Like, you just walk through the house, basically, like a haunted spooky house kind of thing?
No, I think you sit in a car, but it takes you through it. You know the ones I'm talking about?
Right, like, kind of like Small World.
Yeah, like, you just sit in it and see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think actually the dinner idea would have been cooler, like the restaurant. Like, imagine, like, you have multiple rooms and you, like, maybe you want to try to get in each room. That would be a lot cooler. But anyway, it apparently was met with such success that it attracted record crowds and aided in Disney's recovery after Walt's death. So you could say the Haunted Mansion deserves the credit for Disney's billion-dollar industry today. So
that is my claim.
Maybe,
that is a claim I have made.
We could have done without the Haunted Mansion. Who's to say? It's still one of the most popular rides, though.
It is. And they still are, like, adding things constantly, like, during the years. They did some big renovation, something. I don't know. During COVID, like, it was set
right,
back.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, new stuff was revealed. Couldn't tell you what it was. I skimmed a Wikipedia article, but apparently it is still being updated.
Yeah. It's like the perfect ride for that, because it's almost like window shopping kind of thing. Like, people make new windows for their stores. Like, that's kind of cool.
So maybe they'll add a Gonzo the Great, gallery poster to their, like, gallery wall.
That would be cool.
Very cute.
That would. So, wow, this was so, what was this, 34 years later, they made a Haunted Mansion movie with some characters named after original Imagineers who worked on the attraction and used ideas and lines from the attraction. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know that they were named after them. That's a fun
Yeah, there was, like,
tidbit.
One that was, like, what was his name? Gracie or someone like that. Was that a name in the movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the last name of one of the Imagineers I was, like, reading about.
Gotcha.
Who originally developed it. So,
And
they used different lines and stuff, and because the Haunted Mansion attraction, people who go to the parks are gonna hate us for that.
Yeah, I know.
They're screaming at their phones.
They didn't
use
like, that line.
It's like a story, basically. And there's, like, a death and a sea captain, I think, and then ghosts, obviously, and I think there's a wedding in there somewhere. So, like, this and Muppets Haunted Mansion, even though they're not the exact same story of the ride, do include certain aspects of the attraction.
Right.
Is my understanding.
It's kind of like both of the stories from the movie and then the Muppets one involve the main characters just like walking through the house for a lot of the movie.
Uh-huh.
So it's similar, I think, to the ride where you're just going, making your way through the house. So it's almost like the filmmakers were like, let me see what I would do if I could come up with a story for Haunted Mansion. So it's just like another version of the story. It didn't have great reviews, doesn't have great reviews still. Wow, 14% tomato meter and a 30% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. So
see,
not,
I don't think it's that bad. Like,
That's pretty low.
I wouldn't say that it's necessarily, like, good, but I also don't think it's a 14% movie.
Yeah,
like,
on Letterboxd, it has an average of 2.5, and I think that's fair. Like, a 2.5 average,
yeah,
right down the
like,
middle is fair.
I think it had, and I really liked it as a kid. This is one of the ones that I had on our childhood classics, like, suggestion list, I think. Because it, I used to watch it on TV, because they would play it on Disney Channel. And I think I read that this was one of the, this was the first movie that aired on, like, it was a theater release first, but later, obviously, it played on Disney Channel. And was the first one that said, like, damn and hell, I think, or something like that, on the Disney Channel.
Breaking
and
boundaries.
Then he said, like, those are some big-ass termites, and that had never been...
That's a midnight Disney Channel fare right there. They gotta air that at midnight.
Then Guillermo del Toro was gonna make a scarier Haunted Mansion in 2010, and this is talked about a lot on film Twitter, I feel like.
Yep. Yes.
And then in 2015, he was in negotiation
with
Ryan Gosling, and it was this big thing, and then nothing came of it. But in 2020 and 2021, a different one that he's not related, like, he's not doing with Kate Dippold, who I'm not even sure who that
she
is.
She did a lot of Melissa McCarthy movies. She did the Ghostbusters movie.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that.
yeah, I looked it up before this. Like, that movie Spy, remember? They're basically all Melissa McCarthy movies.
Yes, I'm looking it up now, and she did Snatched with Amy Schumer.
Okay. Similar vibe there, yeah.
Yikes. So, not sure.
Not sure how the movie will turn out.
Yeah, but, like, it should be scarier, which was the point. Like, it should be, that was what Guillermo del Toro was going to do, was do a little, like, scarier version of it, but still family-friendly.
This Muppets version is, like, the even not as scary version, you know? Like,
as
the even
the
more family-friendly version than the Haunted Mansion one, so, like, I mean, maybe they'll make it more adult because she obviously has experience in adult comedies, like maybe PG-13 comedy. I don't know. But here's the thing, like with Ryan Gosling, like he's the ultimate spooky king with the Dead Man Bones. Like, how has he not made like an iconic Halloween movie yet?
I don't know.
This was the one and we were robbed.
We
honestly.
Were.
Yeah, so with the original movie, I hadn't seen this until a few days ago.
The reason that is so crazy to me when you posted that is because, like, you guys were family that did Halloween.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We didn't do anything Halloween that was related, like, scary Halloween.
Okay.
You know? That, like, that had to do with, like, ghosts and witches.
Okay.
And this had some, and, like, spirits. So this, I think, fell under that umbrella.
Okay, interesting. Because we did no Halloween at all.
But you watched it, though.
But
you
I watched this for some reason.
Huh. Very interesting. Yeah, it's not my favorite movie. It's not really a movie that I usually like. Maybe I would have liked it better if I was a kid. I think it works as a kid's movie because there's a lot of small bits, which is, like, good because, like, you know, kids like their favorite scenes and they're not paying attention the whole time, so they can look up and there's like a new bit starting every time they start watching. Or like for a Halloween party, if you're carving pumpkins or something, you put it on and you're like, oh, it's the part where they're doing this or they're getting the ring, I think, one part. I don't know. Like, there's just a lot of different sections of the story that you can jump in at, which I think makes for a good Halloween classic if you're already like have nostalgia for the movie. But because I don't, I think that was a big deal. Also, I watched it alone, and, like, I don't think this is the kind of movie that you're supposed to watch alone either, you know?
I watched it alone by myself today. But I also, I have the more nostalgia factor to it.
Right,
because
yeah.
I watched it as a kid, and, you know, I have mm-hmm. the spider scene scarred into my brain as well.
Of course, yeah. I also think this was a period of Eddie Murphy, like, when he was trying to make even more of a crossover into, like, family movie. Like, Dr. Doolittle was, like, the halfway point. And then he tried to, I think, make, like, even more of a crossover with this. And I don't know if, like, it works as well for me, his comedy, the more, like, sanitized version of his comedy. Because it's all just kind of then just turns into his voice and, like, his inflections of stuff. But it's not as funny when he's saying, like, I don't know, like, PG jokes, I guess.
Right. No, yeah, you're totally right.
But one thing with this movie and with the Muppet movie that I really love is just the production design and the look of the movie.
Mm.
Because I think, like, the mansion is really the star. Because everyone's going because they like the ride. Like, but unlike us, they probably know the ride. And that is cool, I think. I really like the atmosphere of the movie. And, like, especially those rooms they go into. Just a lot of really cool set pieces.
Yeah, it's definitely a world that, due to the popularity of, like, the ride and everything, I'm surprised they haven't, like, expanded the Haunted Mansion universe more. Like, that we never got a TV show, like a Disney Channel show out of it or anything like that.
Well, like an animated show could be really cool because they could do a lot of really wacky things with the animation.
Like, I feel like just the idea of the mansion in general could be expanded so much, but they just haven't really touched it, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, and again, with the Muppet one, it's a lot more of like a solo story. So I would like to see more of like an anthology thing, maybe. I don't know. I think they could do a lot with it because, like you said, it's a very rare thing where the IP is the setting, but not the characters. So the setting is trademarked, but the story and the characters aren't trademarked.
Mm.
So, like, you just take the setting, but then you can put whatever you want in that setting, which I think is a cool thing. I guess we'll see how Kate DePauld, guess her light name is how hers goes. If they make that, that'll be interesting to see what her interpretation
probably be
is.
Like Jungle Cruise is
so
my guess.
CGI Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, although I did read that Owen Wilson is attached to it, so I feel like it's gotta be good.
Wow, who would Owen Wilson play? Like, who do
probably
you think he'd
a
be
ghost.
Good at playing? I don't know if he'd be good at it, because he's like...
It depends on what the story is. Like, I could see him as, like, a ghost butler, or I could see him as, like, the dad.
But he's also, like, a surprisingly physical actor. Like, I think his physicality is, like, plays a part in his roles. So, like, I would like to see him as, like, a zombie or something. I think that would be fun. Because they could, like, spike up his hair like it is, like, in the 90s movies, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like, the more
spiked
up hair, they could play around with it a little bit more. Or they just do a cowboy ghost or something. Like, have him just be a cowboy.
Ghost.
Because he's like, I want to be a cowboy.
Wilson.
Oh, my word.
Cowboy Ghostin Wilson. I would be here
cowboy
for it.
Cowboy Ghostin Wilson.
I do love Owen Wilson in a cowboy hat.
And then, what about a dead cowboy? Owen Wilson, like he rises
out
of the grave with his he was buried in his cowboy outfit. Yeah, anything more to say about this one before we move then into the Muppets, which is why we're here?
No. Although it was interesting because, like, obviously I haven't watched it since I was a kid. And so it's funny watching it now as an adult, like actually knowing who the actors are and stuff. Like, The Wife is in a TV show that I watched. And so, like, it's interesting as an adult being able to look back at those movies and, like, see different things in them.
No, I agree. I think it's cool to see. And just because, like, it's, what was that, 18 years ago. So it's almost like turning into a period piece kind of thing. Like, early 2000s movies are almost period pieces now. Like... Which
yeah, that's very weird.
A little sad. But moving into the Muppets. So Jim Henson and his son Brian, they always intended for there to be a Halloween Muppet special of sorts. Like, it is surprising to me, too, that, like, it took them this long to do a Halloween. Because they have Christmas. They just have, like, so many themed things it's just weird that they don't have like a Halloween theme. I'm sure there's a Muppets show that was Halloween themed, but like an episode, but
yeah.
Yeah, so they put it in works multiple times, then it was postponed. Muppets Tonight they did instead of it. They did the Muppets movies 2011, and then I think 2014 was the other one. And then in May 2021, a Halloween special was officially announced. And then the first tweet teaser was shared in August, and here we are with the movie itself.
We made it. Finally.
We made it. It's weird because the runtime is like, it isn't, like, it is a full-length movie technically, but like, It feels like a little too long to be like a Halloween special, but a little too short to be like a full, like obviously to be a full movie. So it's a weird length that they went with.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm surprised they, like, I would have expected it to be a little shorter.
Yeah, same.
I thought it was shorter. It was a special, but you know, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, this came out a few days ago now, and I actually saw more excitement for it online than I expected.
Mm.
Like, even people outside of film Twitter tweeting about it or posting about it, like, saying they were excited for it, which just shows, like, how much people love the Muppets. Like, just do more Muppet things. People love the Muppets.
Yeah, I just don't understand why Disney doesn't capitalize on the Muppets more, because I feel like everyone was super amped about this and they could do stuff like this more often. It's a great way to bring guest actors in for silly little bits, stuff like that. Because obviously this one focused on mainly two characters, but like they could do another special and focus on totally different characters for any holiday. I mean, there's so many holidays that they could do.
Yeah, and I feel like it also fills a void of puppetry, which we don't really have a lot of puppetry in movies anymore. Like, when the Muppets were at their height, I think there was just, like, an overwhelming amount of puppetry. Like, Jim Henson had so many different projects, and then now, like, there's nothing.
Mm.
So I think that it fills a interesting, like, spot in movies or just shows where we just don't have as many, like, puppet things anymore.
Yeah.
And I love puppets.
Yeah.
Puppets are the best.
Cute puppets.
They are.
I think there's some scary puppets out there.
There's puppets that are fun.
We have some very creepy puppets that hang in my parents' bedroom.
In their bedroom?
Yes. So this is a totally... counts as a spooky story, I guess. They used to be at my grandparents' house, and they would hang in the closet. And anytime I went and stayed there, I made my grandpa put them in the garage because, like, they're literally so creepy. And then somehow when that house was sold, they ended up in our house because, like, my dad didn't want to get rid of them. And so I kept them shoved in a bag. And then at one point they were hung in my closet as a prank. And they hang in my parents' bedroom. And they're so creepy that I still, like, when I go in there at nighttime, I feel like their eyes are following me and I have to close the bedroom door because I'm like, these puppets are literally going to come eat me alive in the middle of the night.
Maybe we should post pictures of them
on
Twitter. Yes,
I will. They're terrifying. I am telling you, they're so scary looking.
We will definitely be posting.
And my parents have them like hanging across from their bed on a bookshelf.
Like as like a decoration. Just
I
like,
guess.
Sit, chilling.
I don't know. It's literally insane. I don't know. They're crazy.
We'll post those. So check out our things and you guys can be the judge. Are the puppets haunted? Okay, so moving back into the Muppets, we have a quick little synopsis here that I will just read through that will give you a little idea about what this movie short special is about.
Perfect.
So, Gonzo the Great is invited to a party at a mansion. The mansion where the Great MacGuffin, his favorite magician, was rumored to have disappeared. He brings along his friend, Pepe the King Prawn, who is excited to attend a celebrity party. The ghost host tells Gonzo he has to survive the night by facing his fears, or else he and Pepe will be trapped forever. Will Gonzo the Great realize that he is in fact great on his own, or will he and Pepe be wed into the eternal bond of ghosthood forever?
Whoa! It's a cute premise. Like, I didn't really know I watched the teaser, the trailer, like, whatever. But I didn't, like, read much about what the actual synopsis was, or I don't think there even really was much of one out at all.
It just kind of
showed bits and pieces. So I thought it was cute once we got into it, and it was clear that it was focusing basically on Gonzo, and, you know, other Muppets and guest stars would sort of pop in, and obviously Pepe.
Right. It's interesting because, I mean, Gonzo is obviously a very popular character, but still a side character a little bit. And then we have Pepe, who's definitely not, like, a main character. So it's interesting, like, that they chose them, you know? And not, like, even Gonzo and Rizzo, because everyone knows them as, like, a dynamic duo. And I think it worked. Like, I think their dynamic worked. It just was interesting. Like, I wonder what was behind their choices, like, who they were going to choose as the two main leads.
Yeah, definitely. I think probably they, like, Pepe's humor style sells well to kids, is one guess that I had watching it, because I feel like he just, when you watch him, he just looks funny and is funny enough that even if you don't really, like, even if he's not as familiar, he still sells well.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, he's funny looking, and at this point, the Muppets aren't really, like, a cultural figure, I don't think, in kids' lives, so they don't have to worry really about, like, who they're going to recognize, because, like, obviously they recognize Kermit, but, you know, maybe they wanted to branch out a little bit, get some other guys involved.
Yeah.
I will say, Fozzie had, like, got, like, stiffed here. Like, all you see mostly is just either him in a banana costume in the background, or just, like, his head. Like, he got stiffed, my man.
Yeah, and we didn't get, like, any Rizzo content either.
Literally, yeah, they showed him, like, one time. And he didn't even do anything.
I know.
He's just standing
there. I was
hoping
for a Rizzo in, like, I could picture Rizzo wearing, like, just a sheet, like a ghost sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cute little Rizzo in his ghost sheet. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know. There were a few, like, things that I, like, really laughed at in this. I laughed out loud when I saw Kermit in a Miss Piggy costume and Miss Piggy in a Kermit costume, because that was just too, I don't know, just that was very comical.
It was a funny
me.
Bit. Yeah. I think they could have even gone crazier with the other outfits, because, like, everyone else was just, like, in regular outfits, but I think they could have gone, like, funnier with, like, who they decided to dress up as, too, because that was very funny. Like, that was a good idea.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. Like, I like the Muppets, too. So it's not like I don't like the Muppets. I think my main thing was actually that I didn't think it was very funny. Like, there was some bits that I liked. But it's also, I haven't seen much Muppets content recently. I think the most recent thing I've seen is the 2011 movie, which I do think is good. I like that movie a lot. I saw Muppets Most Wanted, and that is not good. So I just don't really like the newer style of comedy, I guess. I like when it's a little more dry and, like, bitter, I guess. Not, like, maybe bitter is not even the right word, but, like, something like Muppets Take Manhattan, I think, is, like, so funny. It has, like, so many good funny bits and just feels a lot more, I don't know. This just felt, like, very polished, which is fine. Like, it's just another type of humor, and it's not my favorite type of Muppets humor. But I do think that, like, it was well made. Like, it looked nice. And there was a lot of cool visual stuff. And if, like, someone did think that was funny, I think, like, it works. It's just not my kind of humor for a Muppets story.
Yeah, I thought the beginning was funnier than the end. Like, I thought the first 10 to 15 minutes had some, like, really good bits in it. And then I think the remaining of it, they kind of more focus on the story and less on, like, establishing funnier jokes, because once they kind of got into, like, the arc of the story, or Gonzo's story at least, it was like, okay, now we're not sure where we're going, I guess.
Right, like, leaning a little more again, like, it was weird, like, because it was a little longer so they could do that, but it wasn't long enough to fully give someone an arc, so that did feel a little weird, just trying to balance the special vibes, but also trying to actually make it into a full movie story thing. It also just, like, the humor wasn't satirical enough either. Like, that's another thing. I love how, like, satirical and sarcastic the Muppets are. And there wasn't a lot of that. They actually leaned a lot more into the songs, which I don't think songs are very funny. So, like, that's also just me. Like, I don't think that's, like, as funny. Like, even in, like, Nightmare Before Christmas, that may be a little bit of that. But, like, especially, like, the Corpse Bride song, like, stuff like that, I don't like that as much just because I don't think that's as funny. But there was, like, a lot more music in this than I was expecting. There was probably, like, 3 full songs, right?
Yeah.
At least 2.
Yeah. 3 songs, okay. Right?
Yeah. Did you have the issue where it was sometimes hard to hear what they were saying in the songs?
Like,
I didn't have subtitles on.
No, but I had subtitles on, so maybe, I don't know.
Like, it felt similar to the Jingle Jangle thing, where,
oh,
like...
Oh, God, it wasn't I that was like, bad, though.
It wasn't that... The music wasn't that bad. Like, the music was good. But there were just some parts where, like, I could tell that it was funny, but I couldn't really understand what they were saying all the time. I did like when... It was like the penguin was kind of talking, but he wasn't talking. And then they were like, that was funny. That was a funny joke. So there were parts I liked about this. And I do think like it's a fun supplement for Disney Plus. That's something like it's missing.
Yeah.
Just having a lot of those more fun, smaller things rather than like these big Marvel shows or another Star Wars piece of content.
Yeah.
Like this is a very different thing for them.
It almost felt to me like a feeler. Like, that they were putting out this, like, feeler special of the Muppets to see how successful the Muppets could be on Disney Plus, or how successful this type of content could be on Disney Plus. Because, like, they've had, you know, the little Lego Star Wars specials, which they also put out a Lego Star Wars Halloween special, which I haven't watched yet. But I feel like you said, this is a content that they're lacking on Disney Plus, having these more like smaller things, you know, every
that are
few
still
months.
High budget too, though. Like,
yeah,
it still has a nice budget.
So it felt like this was like a feeler for that, like to know what direction they could continue to go with this kind of content and with Muppets content in general. Because it's still highly successful, but also, like, what are people going to think of it? How many numbers is it going to bring in? Something that is good, but not like Marvel, I guess.
Yeah, which sucks, because I feel like they've been doing that with the Muppets for, like, 10 years now. Like, that was what the movie was, and then, like, they tried the Office-style show, but they never, like, give them, like...
Well, then they did the, like, talk show last year or whatever... With, like,
yeah,
RuPaul.
And they never promoted it either. Like,
well, because it was trash.
The Muppets are good when you actually do what the Muppets are supposed to be, which this is. Like, even if the humor isn't for me, this is, I think, what the Muppets are supposed to be, which is Muppet versions of other stories, which is fine. I think that's fun. And so I'm glad, I hope that they keep kind of doing these kind of things, because even if, like I said, maybe I don't like the style as much of the humor, I do think this is, like, the format that the Muppets work best in.
Mm-hmm.
Is like longer form content of just like a single story that's a lot of times is set in another story, like based on another story. And sometimes though it's just like them chilling on the road. I think that's always fun too. Good road trips.
Always.
Everyone loves a good road trip.
No, I definitely agree, because I think there were really good things about it and things that I thought were cute. And obviously, like, I'm a big Muppets fan. So I enjoyed the time that I spent watching it, and I was looking forward to it. Do I think it could have been better? Probably. Anything has room to be better. But I think it gives me hope for them to continue to make Muppets content. I hope that maybe, you know, we'll see a Valentine's Day Muppets special.
Wow, yeah.
For my birthday, solely for me.
Just for you.
But yeah, I hope that, you know, maybe this will open the door for more Muppets content. And I hope that they, you know, do some other things
cool
with
things.
Other characters as well. I mean, I love Kermit. I'm a big Kermit fan. But obviously, I like seeing the other characters as well.
I forgot Kermit's new voice, and it is so bad. Like, I forgot about it, and I re-realized, like, in real time how bad the new voice is. I can't even, it's just, like, too deep, or there's something with the inflection that's weird. It's just not it, that voice. Not it.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, I feel like so many people can do good Kermit impersonations now.
Right.
That it's like, you'd think you could find someone who could do, like, on YouTube or TikTok who could do,
yeah,
like, a spot-on Kermit impersonation.
And they were like, well, this guy trained under some people at the Muppets. Like, well, yeah, but he sucks, so I don't care who he trained under, but the voice isn't good.
If he doesn't sound like Kermit, then he shouldn't be playing Kermit. Like,
right, like, he voices other characters, too, like, in the Muppets. You don't have to fire him because, like, he voices other people, but just maybe Kermit's not the guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not his thing, which is fine. I can do a Kermit voice. I wouldn't want to voice Kermit. Yeah, that was just a side thing. But to wrap this episode up, I think what we should do maybe is come up with our dream, like, plan or what we think Disney should do in the future, in the next, like, 5-year plan for the Muppets. Like, what should be their strategy to get the Muppets back on top where they belong?
Okay.
So I think they got to, I don't know if they're still doing that Muppet show, but they got to scrap that, like, if they haven't already.
I think it's been scrapped at this point. I'm not, okay. I mean, I haven't seen anything about it.
And here's the thing, too. SNL is done. Yeah. SNL is done. So they have to make another Muppet show, and it's going to be the new SNL. That's what they have to do.
Okay.
So I think they should do a new Muppet show. Full seasons, like 20 episodes or whatever, like every week on Disney Plus.
Like sketch comedy Muppets?
Yeah, like The Muppet Show was sketch comedy. But, yeah. But maybe a couple more songs. But I think it should be like seen, they try to like do like their own version of SNL. Because I think that'd be fun. And that would incorporate big guests. They could get big guests for it, which would then drive more people to watch.
Pete Davidson, like, on The Muppets.
Wow.
That's my dream for the next 5 years. Great. Is Pete Davidson guest starring in a Muppets special.
Yeah, stuff like that. And because that would also, like, they could get younger people who would then get younger people more interested. Like, oh my word, I don't know, like, Billie Eilish is on the Muppet Show new thing. Let's watch the new episode.
Yeah.
And that's something where, like, they could do that for a relatively low budget. Like, you know, like, just, it's not, like, a full production. So I think that's one thing that they should do.
Yeah, I think, so, Brian, Jim Henson's son, after Jim died, his plan was to do holiday-themed Muppet specials. So there was going to be a Halloween one. I don't know, like maybe a New Year's Muppet special, Valentine's Day. You know, maybe we have like a different winter Muppet special that's not necessarily Christmas. Maybe give us a Hanukkah Muppet special.
Wow. Yeah. We already have the Christmas ones, you know.
Yeah.
So
there's plenty of other, like, I feel like just they'll start out by doing more of these first. We'll, in the spring, we'll get another one. Because, like, right now we're getting these Lego ones. And I know, like, animation is different, obviously, than doing kind of more, like, super high production, like, sets and all that. But, like, the Lego ones, there have been quite a few of those. So this is some, like, I could see the first couple, like, the next couple years, I could see them doing maybe two of these a year until they kind of get going, maybe get a show, maybe do another movie.
Yeah, well, here's a good thing. You know, you got the spring special they could do, which could be just, like, I don't know, just, like, spring themed, maybe Easter themed. They have an Easter bunny. They, like, try to catch the Easter bunny. And, like, they go egg hunting. That would be fun. I would love to see the Muppets go egg hunting.
St. Patrick's Day. There's a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. And then they launch the show along with that once those get some traction. And then in, like, 2025, they have a movie. Because, like, they build the fan base with the specials, start the show.
A theater release?
Yeah, a theater release, I think. Yeah. But probably, like, they could maybe do simultaneous. But I think, like, that would be the ultimate goal, because I think The Muppets 2011 did well.
It did very well. I still love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. And, like, the second one isn't very good, but I also just don't know why that one didn't do as well. Maybe they didn't market it well enough, because that one didn't do well. And I think that's why they stopped doing them, which sucks, because, like, you messed up, you got one bad movie, you guys are gonna stop?
That's what Disney does. They're like, look at all these other movies we could make. I definitely want to see my Muppets Noir movie that I pitched.
Yes, the pitch from our
second movie
tag.
I just feel like the Muppets are perfect for Noir because I just
feel
like...
That would be the movie. That could be the movie.
I just should write it and send it to Disney now. Like,
and you know, I hate this. This goes against everything I believe in. But if they did a Marvel-themed Muppet special, that would get everyone to watch it. I'm just saying.
I think it would be good. Or even, like, just give us... like, the way that I could see it going down would be to have, like, them wearing Marvel costumes for, like, a party or something. Or having, Miss Piggy come in as, I don't know, Loki or... You know, maybe Kermit is a Loki variant because he's green.
Oh, classic. Another, it could be the next Halloween special is they all are like go to a party as Marvel characters, but then somehow they like actually have to save the world or something. I don't know. It could be fun because Disney owns so many things.
Someone is in a DC character costume or something that is, or maybe it's like a Spider-Man costume and then they walk in and someone's like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that here.
Yeah, right. They could even like do a Star Wars, like, because they could just do parodies of Disney properties because Disney owns them.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many options within Disney in general that, you know, right. The Muppets could do.
Pirates of the Caribbean Muppets? Because they already did Muppets Treasure Island, but they could just go a little further. Yeah, we've said this before, they just are underusing the Muppets, and we just in like 10 minutes came up with a bunch of ideas for the Muppets. So the specials, the show... And then that all leads to our noir movie.
Yes.
It gets a big theater, midnight theater release.
I can still picture the whole opening. It's too good. Like, you can't tell me that Rizzo Rat being a detective in a black and white Muppets movie walking in and being like, I was getting some pizza would not be the best thing in the world.
They could even do it as a short. Like, I think it would do well as a short.
Maybe what I need to do is buy some Muppet puppets. And I need to just film this short, and I'll hire one of the YouTube Kermit impersonators.
Who will do a better voice.
Who will do a better voice, and I'll just put together the opening for my Muppet Noir.
Then you put it on Twitter, let it blow up, Disney sees it, and then they listen to this episode. And then they're like, they have great plans. This is how we're going to get the Muppets back to the cultural consciousness. Can you imagine if the Muppets were like the MCU? Like, if we were talking about like three Muppet movies a year, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want 3 a year, but that's Muppets were that pretty much that big.
The Muppets Cinematic Universe? Yeah.
The MCU, yeah.
Yes, the MCU 2.0.
I'm a fan of the MCU, the Muppets Cinematic Universe. We just gave Disney some gold, so I don't know if I want to give away any more because I think we should be compensated for this.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I'm not giving away our services for free. If you have further thoughts, please contact us on our email at secondhandfilmcritics@gmail.com. Which Disney can give us comments on, or any of the people listening can also give us comments on. Maybe tell us what your 5-year Muppets plan is. Pitch us, you know, lay it all out, dates and all, who your favorite guest would be on our show, The Muppet Show 2022. Would it be called The Muppet Show? The New Muppet Show?
I don't know. Saturday night with the Muppets.
Sunday night with the Muppet, like they would make it like a literal parody. So you can contact us there or on our website, which we might have we probably won't have a post up by this point, but we do have like playlists, so if you want to look at the playlists and stuff, you can look at that. Or on our social media, where are we on social media?
We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Secondhand Film Critics and we'll come right on up, and you can hit the follow button, see all the other spooky content that we're talking about this month.
Yeah, we should probably maybe put out some polls, you know, like not like a bracket, but like some like maybe like, is this movie better? This movie better? What's your favorite spooky movie out of these two? Maybe we'll do something like that.
Spooky Buddies versus Slumber Frankly, Party Masks.
We bring it back. Yeah. So you can follow us there. And then you could also follow us. Just why are you listening to this podcast? So you don't miss a single episode, including next Tuesday's episode, which is our second Spooky Time episode. What is that on?
It is the Slumber Party Massacre trilogy with our good friend Bella from the I Hate Movies pod. And what was the other one?
We'll link them below. We'll link the podcast below. And you could go listen to them so you prep for that episode. What if they did a Muppets Slumber Party Massacre remake?
Oh my God. Could you imagine a Muppets slasher film?
That would be dope. Would it be Gonzo would just use his beak?
Or would the murderer be like a human?
That would probably be better.
Or would a Muppet be killing humans?
No, because I would like there to be more Muppets than humans. Okay, so there's just one human.
Muppets having a party.
Yes.
And then a human murderer comes to the party.
But it can't be a murderer. What would be like a good kids alternative?
Well, obviously, if you slash them open, they would just have stuffing spill out. It wouldn't be like blood.
I don't think we'd want to show kids Muppets getting stabbed. Maybe like
their hands get taken away.
Maybe just kidnapped. Maybe they just kidnapped them. I don't know.
Could you imagine like a Muppet slasher film where like the person, it's like the person or the people get slashed who are the Muppet hands. And so then the person goes into the studio and it's like killing the
people, the puppeteers.
Yeah.
What if they slash their strings?
Oh.
And then they don't get to move. They can't move.
Yeah. Kidnapping could be good. Or like, I don't know. Yeah. Kidnapping may be the next best option.
the next best thing after stabbing.
Yeah. Stabbing.
Right. We're getting way off topic here, but anyway, you can tune in to that episode next Tuesday, which is a very different episode than this, but still, I think, very good. Anything until then?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, until next time, I'm Noah.
And I'm Kayla.
And
we're your secondhand film critics.